Okay, peoples, we're back up and running now. The guitar's working, the microphone's working. Fucking hell, it's exciting when it all works. So this is a science-based Bradford folk song, based on science, which is our main industry. If you get a piece of toast and it falls to the ground, it will always land butter side down. But if you get a domestic cat and it falls to the street, it will always land upon its feet. Which makes me wonder what would happen if a gaffer tipped a bit of butter toast onto the back of a cat and threw it out of a tower block. How would it know how to land? How would it know how to land? The cat would try to land upon its feet, and yet the buttery toast upon its back would desperately try to land upon its buttery side. How would it know how to land? How would it know how to land? The cat would try to land upon its feet, and yet the buttery toast would be compelled by the laws of physics to land upon its buttery side. So maybe it would spin forever, spinning approximately 18 inches above the ground. That's where it would be found. Cats with toast on their backs, anti-gravity cats. Cats with toast on their backs, anti-gravity cats. Cats with toast gaffer tape to their backs, turning them into anti-gravity cats. Cats with toast on their backs, anti-gravity cats. It wouldn't work with Labradors, fat bastards. It wouldn't work with Labradors, fat bastards. They'd eat each other's toast, they'd eat each other's toast, fat fucking bastards. You can't leave any food any fucking near them. But you could use the scabbiest cats in the world, not the nice fluffy pet ones with nice collars. You could use the shit ones that you didn't cost no dollars, the ones you find in flats, have been eating the faces of dead old ladies. The scabby cats, scabby cats, scabby cats, scabby cats, scabby cats. You use the scabby cats, scabby cats, scabby cats, scabby cats. You wouldn't even need to use expensive bread. You could use the cheapest happy shop of bread. They're not gonna eat it, it's just gonna get gaffer tape behind the back of their head. And you could use the cheapest butter in the world, the cheapest you could find, but it wouldn't work with margarine. You know that, yeah? Butter toast falls butter side down, but margarine, that don't work. And you know why margarine don't work? It's only two molecules away from plastic, that's why. It's that yellow paint. You shouldn't be putting that shit on your fucking bread, man. I'll tell you why, because margarine is the devil's spunk. Sing along now, margarine is the devil's spunk. Sing along now, margarine is the devil's spunk. Everybody in the place now. Margarine is the devil's spunk. Go on, I dare you one more time. Margarine is the devil's spunk. You don't want the devil's jizz on your toast. That's the thing you want, not the most. With his little horny hands all over your toast, you don't want that shit. You wanna just use butter. And then you can just use the scabby cats, throw them out of blocks of flats with toast on their backs. As they fall down to the ground and they start to spin round and round and fucking round, use them as a turbine. You could use them as a turbine. You could power up half the iPhones in Swindon off a tortoise shell cat with toast on his back. every scabby cat that no one loves. And you threw it out of a window with toast on its back. You could soon replace fossil fuels and nuclear power. I estimate we could do it in an hour. All we need is some buttered fucking toast, some gaffer tape and cats, and then throw them out of the windows. Wait till they drop. Attach electrodes as they spin. And then begin to harvest energy from the cat turbines. I don't know how to get out of this song now. It started out as such a good idea. And it's, yeah, meow meow. I had 2 grams of meow meow the other night. Fucking shit. But on Thursday, I had 2 grams of woof woof. Much better. Oh, I'm telling you. I chewed through a number of toys. Oh. Shit, that was it in that one.